everyone, and welcome back to the Loose Ass Podcast. This is episode 2. If you liked episode 1, please make sure to go like, rate, review, and subscribe. I'm going to try to do this as often as I possibly can to try to find time to sit down and just kind of talk to you guys. This week was kind of interesting in the realm of a lot of things. But I had an interesting situation that went down with me yesterday that I thought that you guys would like to hear. But before I get into that, I would like to say for everyone to check out the Anchor app. If you have been wondering whether or not to start a podcast, well, this might be the time to do it. And the Anchor app is very helpful and useful. And that's actually what I'm using right now. So, let's get into this. Alright, so yesterday, as I record this, it is Friday. And yesterday was Thursday. I was at work, and I was in an area that I'm unfamiliar with. Not necessarily geographically, but the route itself. I work for a lawn spraying company, and I am a technician. I spray yards, and I was spraying a customer's yard. And the way this neighborhood is set up is very weird. It's like the houses are so close together that some of them actually share a backyard gate. So I was spraying a yard, and I thought that these two houses had a split backyard where they had one gate and half the yard is one person's and half the yard is the other. Well, I start spraying, and how I usually do is I go into the backyard first. So I'm parked at the right side of this house, so I line up my truck with this back gate and I start spraying. So I spray that back little strip that I think is this particular customer's part of their yard, and I come out and I'm spraying, you know, as I go along around the sides, going into the other part of the back on the other side of the way around, because it's a corner lot. And I noticed as I'm in the other part of the backyard on the other side, this lady is coming up to me, and I wave at her just out of courtesy, because I'm always, you know, if I see somebody out in the neighborhood, I wave, smile, just as courtesy. This lady did not react to me, so I'm like, oh shoot, what is she going to say? What is this going to be about? So I could tell that she was not happy. So I'm like, all right, what does this lady have to say? Let's hear it. Hello, ma'am, how you doing? Why did you spray my backyard? And I said, excuse me? She said, you went into my backyard and you sprayed my backyard. And I was like, well, I must have made a mistake then, because I sprayed what I thought was your neighbor's yard. I'm here treating the neighbor's yard. Well, I'm not going to be able to let my dogs out now, because you sprayed my backyard. And I said, well, you could still let them out. There was a majority of the backyard I didn't spray that I thought was yours. Well, if you're going to be spraying over there, then tell the customer, my neighbor, to let me know before you come out so I have a heads up. And I said, well, it's not their fault. It's my fault. It was my mistake. So it has nothing to do with them. They didn't tell me to spray this part of the yard. I mistakenly sprayed this part of the yard because I thought it was their yard. And then she says, I cannot believe you went into my backyard. And this is where I'm just like internally shaking my head. And I literally say to her, I'm a human and I make mistakes. And I know you do too. And she apparently didn't like that. because she walked away. And so I continue on spraying, and I see another lady come up with her dog. She's walking her dog in the neighborhood, and she goes up to this lady that just bitched me out. And they're talking, and I'm pretty sure they're talking about me, or she's talking about me to that lady at least. So I continue spraying, and I come back around. I'm getting close to my truck with my hose and my gun to reel it in, and I notice she's looking at my truck like, what? I'm wondering, what are you doing? Are you looking for something? Because she's like looking up at my truck up and down. And I said, can I help you? She said, I'm looking for a number. I said, okay, I'll give you a number. 813, blah, 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 blah. And she goes, she just looks at me. And I said, and my name is Joel. Have a nice day. And I could have seriously went off on that lady and probably have lost my job. But the moral of this story is, and this was one of my first yards that I sprayed in the morning, so I could have let this ruin my entire day, but I didn't. I was over it by the next yard. I called my manager and I told him, you're going to get somebody calling the office about me, just giving you a heads up. He asked me what happened. I told him. He said, all right, I'll deal with it. But that's the thing. What hill are you choosing to die on? Are you fighting the battles for what's right? Or are you giving your time to little petty things that don't even matter? This lady apparently had nothing better to do with her life than complain and be non-understanding of a mistake that was made. We all make mistakes. There's not a single one of us that doesn't. We're not perfect. We weren't created to be perfect. No one's perfect. And for her to act like that made it seem like she thinks that she's perfect. She thinks that her shit don't stink. And there's people out there like that. You might call her a Karen. That's what the term is these days. But there's literally people out there like that that think that they can do nothing wrong. They're flawless. And this is what this lady thought she was. Apparently, she didn't say that, but her actions spoke otherwise. Now, what are you going to choose in your daily things that you do? Are you going to choose to let something as such get your whole day down, make you upset the entire day? I could have let that be the hill that I died on yesterday, and I could have harped on about it all day and had that in my head all day, and it would have ruined my entire day. But within the next 15 minutes, I had already stopped thinking about it, and I went about the rest of my day. And I had other customers later on throughout the day that were cheerful, respectful, and actually appreciative that I was there to spray their yard. Now, she wasn't a customer, but I hope she never would be. I wouldn't want somebody like that on my manifest, where I went there and they thought that they can't do any wrong. She even told me that she takes care of her own yard. I have a feeling she takes care of her own yard because she doesn't think that anybody else can do it the way that she can. And to be honest, I saw her yard. It's not the best looking yard in the neighborhood. So before you throw stones, make sure your house is not built out of glass. Let he who is without sin, cast the first stone. That basically means, unless you're perfect, shut the fuck up. I'm just saying. We need to treat people with respect. We need to show our brothers and sisters respect. And if you run into somebody like that, don't even waste your time on them. Just keep moving. I could have cussed that lady out. I could have lost my job yesterday. And my blood was boiling at the time when I was talking to her. But I de-escalated the situation right away. And you just have to decide, what hill do you want to die on? Because there's much better moments that will come in your life. Much better opportunities. And if you let that one little thing drag you down, it could stop you from fulfilling your dreams. So don't let anybody get in your way. Don't let anybody tell you that you're doing anything wrong. And if you make a mistake, get back up and keep pushing. We're all important. We all serve a purpose. I just want to let you know that no matter who you are, whoever's listening to this, that you're special, you're wanted, you're needed. Don't let anybody other ever tell you otherwise. Thanks for listening to the Loose Ass Podcast. I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Have a great day.